Meredith's two previous novels, The Glass Madonna and The Color of Lies, won all kinds of accolades. Her new novel is entitled Wet Work. Like its predecessors, it cannily combines real-world and imaginary elements. She says the idea of building a story around water came from some speakers at a Tallahassee Writers Association conference.
Cynthia Barnett, Doug Alderson, who lives here, and Mike Grunwald. And they all had written about water issues, so it got me interested in it. Their works are all nonfiction. I wanted to take it to a different audience. Water is so important, and environmentalists already know how important it is, but not everybody else does.
Wet Work is essentially a detective story, but Meredith's detective can't be confused with more traditional literary gumshoes like Sam Spade or Philip Marlowe.
In the story, a college student, Summer Cassidy, is 2 months shy of graduating with a degree in hydrogeology, and her research turns up contaminants in an energy company's aquifer storage and recovery wells that send water during the rainy season under pressure into pores of rocks way underground.
Usually, Meredith says, these sorts of wells don't pose a public health threat.
But if a private corporation puts profit ahead of public safety, then they rush things and minerals come out of those rocks along with the water, including arsenic. And that's what she finds when she does her study. So it's this young college student pitted against a giant corporation.
Things are complicated by the fact the very company responsible for the pollution is also helping pay for Summer Cassidy's education. Further complicating the plot is the corporate captain, Isaac Harewood.
My villain is facing the same dilemma. He has personal interests, profit, and it's during the Great Recession, so his company's been losing money right and left, and he's worked so hard for it, and he wants to hang on. So he's left with trying to figure out how he's going to save his company and the jobs of all those people without hurting Florida's water supply.
As in her previous novels, Meredith says the idea was to combine a can't-put-it-down story with a serious issue as timely as today's headlines.
I didn't forget that it was a thriller just because I was also filtering in some facts about Florida's water. And our aquifer is in danger. Overpumping is one of the biggest problems. We are getting saltwater intrusion into the aquifer and into some of our springs. Many of the springs are disappearing. It's one of the reasons we love Florida, is that beautiful natural spring, the beautiful rivers, and yet that part of Florida we stand to lose if we don't protect it.
Donna Meredith's Wet Work is out now, and she has a few events planned to accompany the publishing.
You can get it two places locally, Sweet Patinas, the gift shop on Thomasville Road, and also at My Favorite Books in Market Square. And I'll be doing a signing at My Favorite Books March 8th. I'm having a book launch party February 11th at the Mockingbird Cafe from 5:30 until 8. Everybody's welcome.
And what's next for Meredith's heroine, Summer Cassidy? Expect her to take on the fracking issue. That's something Meredith, a West Virginia native, knows more than a little about, and a matter already raising its head in Florida. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.